Where can I buy a director's chair?
Amazon.
Where can I buy Welcome Back, Kotter on DVD?
Amazon.
Where can I buy that Humping Animals adult coloring book with a dog fucking a chicken on the back?
Amazon. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner. Buy an oven mitt.
Darkest, most secure, Hadron Collider and nuclear bomb tested and approved doomsday bunker, here is Ryan the Area Man.
Hey, dude.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
Peace sign. All day long.
All we're saying is give a piece of chance.
Hey, man. Yeah. When everybody used to do that with the peace sign.
Groovy.
And now it's white power.
Yeah.
Did you see Biden did the white power? The okay sign that you do with your hand. Biden did that, and they had made a fucking federal case, these goddamn liberals, about how that's white power and all this shit.
But it's okay for him to do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's racist, so it is white power for him.
Do you watch Cat Williams at all?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. He made some funny jokes about Joe Biden the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Even his own people are making fun of him, huh?
Yeah. It was funny.
I think I might just stick with the water. That one needs to be washed.
Yeah, wash it. Wash it good.
So I'm going to stick with the water.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go with some AJ.
So we're going to talk about Alex Jones
a little bit here.
Just because we had kind of skipped over it in the last episode.
Yep.
Or whatever, and we're going to touch on it, and then we're going to move forward from where we left off and continue through, and hopefully we can get caught up.
That's the plan.
Shall see. All right, so we'll start with this one.
Awful gag order, and if so, what does it mean for the future of this case?
The judge did a lot. She put a orders in a month ago saying I couldn't say I was innocent, couldn't have say free speech, and a whole bunch of other stuff. She then rescinded that because she thought the Court of Appeals would overturn it, and then she kind of reissued it again on the eve of the trial, not this last Friday, but Friday before last. And it's just unprecedented. I'm not supposed to say I'm innocent. She says I'm guilty, but I'm not supposed to even let the jury know that that's happened. This is the new model the deep state's using all over the country. Steve Bannon couldn't cross-examine people in his criminal trial 2 weeks ago in D.C. when he's found guilty. So witnesses against him, the judge said, no, you can't ask questions. So that's basically the same thing in a criminal trial. Also, they have all our financials. They have all our text messages. They have all the stuff. And they play these deceptive games like, oh, you do have an email. Well, I always said I have a private email that my nanny assistant uses for household stuff. And I do have things sent to me that she gives me. But I don't touch email. So they try to make that a huge deal. But again, all you've seen is my emails, my text messages, everything. And they were saying I was perjuring myself in there because they had all these text messages and stuff. Well, how'd they get those? They got them from the lawyers.
So that was going to be my question is, so his lawyer said that your lawyer accidentally sent text messages, 2 years worth of text messages to him, and he kind of laughed about it like it was some newfound information. Can you tell us what was going on with that?
When they started subpoenaing us and suing me 4 years ago, and then the court shut down for a year and a half because of COVID, so that's why there's that big space. So this would have been taking like 2 years, 2.5 years. When they sent that to me, I did a cursory search, but I'm not really a technical guy, and there wasn't anything. But I went ahead and handed it over to the lawyers, so they found it, and they could give it to them. And I know they have it in Connecticut, and they just said they never got it here, but then they have it. So it's been a lot of games getting played, and this is a huge, complex case because we turned over hundreds of thousands of emails. They gave us search terms. We gave them those. And then they didn't believe that I wasn't in the InfoWars system because I got rid of my InfoWars email a long time ago because it was just getting too filled. Right. And so that's all a side issue. they continue to try to change the subject, you know, acting like we're hiding something when we're not. And so it's just wild. But the bigger issue is if they're able to use this to silence us, and the plaintiff's lawyers have said in the news, we want to shut Alex Jones down. But we're not allowed to tell the jury that. And then they also try to imply that I think the jury's fake or isn't real. I've never said that. I've said the judge is trying to manipulate and script what information they get, which I think everybody can clearly see is going on. But nothing they really say makes sense when you go, well, wait, you have all those videos, you have all the company emails, you have all the text messages, but you didn't give them to us. You accidentally gave them to us. What does that even mean? I mean, it's total gaslighting, next level. And a lot of it is because we've had different lawyers on this case that have been sanctioned by the judge and judges and run off the case. You see them threatening to sanction him massive amounts of money. That runs most people off. But he's a tough criminal lawyer, and that's why we brought in a tough criminal lawyer, because all the civil lawyers, they ran off the cases. So they ran off a bunch of our lawyers, and then things would happen like they would just produce everything and not put bait stamps on it. Well, how do you put bait stamps on 200-and-something thousand emails that we gave them in Connecticut? 80-something thousand they wanted with their search terms in Texas. And so that's where the games have been played, is that the amount we gave them, some of it was done sloppily because it's so big. But that's what happens in most big cases. Like when somebody sues Monsanto and the court says, give them all the documents, Monsanto will dump 10 million documents on you. And they're not bait stamping and all doing all that either, because it's just, how do you do that? You physically can't do it. And then there's no evidence in any of the emails. There's no information. I'm telling people go lie. I'm saying we're making money off lies. None of that's true. We're just a radio show on TV that just covers news articles and gives our opinion on things. And then we go out and do some original reporting, like at the border or at January 6th or whatever.
Do you think that, or would you say that this negative publicity is affecting InfoWars at all?
The debanking and the deplatforming and all the rest of it is what's really, really hurt us. And I'm not worried about myself in this case, because we don't have all this money they're talking about. I don't have $2 million in my name. And the money I have is just to pay lawyers and you know, to do things. The company's down to less than $1 million. We're in real bankruptcy. And now we'll be in federal court where it's certified, and they can't misrepresent what's there and just make up numbers like $300 million and all this. Or this made-up number that I made $60-something million.
What do you think that they really, truly want from you? Obviously, they can't say. They're saying $150 million. Is kind of like the cap, I guess. But what do you think will actually satisfy them?
$10 million will shut us down. And we don't. So I mean, we're already in a lot of trouble, and we're already on the verge of insolvency. So I'm worried about the country and this weaponization of the judiciary that can shut anybody down they want whenever they want. And they admit they're developing this on MSNBC and CNN to shut down Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and everybody else. So this is their model of how they're going to come do this in Democrat jurisdictions with judiciary that knows exactly what they're doing. The judge that's been persecuting us, Judge Bellis in Connecticut, she was just promoted to the head state judge over all other judges, administrative judge, over us as her reward for what she's done. And it's just unprecedented. So it's a very dangerous time for America and the world.
I like that he got Rickrolled.
Yeah, I was going to say.
At the very beginning.
So, obviously, it was quite a long little thing there. But Alex can talk. And so what he's talking about there is when he was being sued by a parents of a dead kid from Sandy Hook.
Yep.
And he had supposed, you know, all that bullshit. So if you're unaware of that whole case and all that, the shitty part is if you go look it up, I tell you to go look it up. The problem is you'll see Nothing but
bullshit.
Shit from the mainstream side of things, not the Alex side of things. And it's such a crock of shit. And obviously when I sent this stuff originally, it was just happening.
Right.
Time we're getting to it. It's long overdue. He's been found guilty and all this. So, I mean, some of this is, it's more so like, how can you, Dave, you're on trial, but you can't say you're innocent. Your lawyers can't say you're innocent. I've already decided you're guilty. We're just going to figure out how much you owe now. How in the fuck is that a fair trial?
Yeah, not only that, but like the other guy couldn't even fucking ask his witnesses any questions.
Yeah. So what?
Yeah, how is that a fair trial? It's not.
How is this legal in any way, shape, or form?
It's not. It's against the fucking Constitution.
I mean, and then when you go look at the people they still have arrested from January 6th, it didn't do anything,
right?
Realistically, other than walk around the fucking Capitol.
Right.
They're still in jail. They're not allowed bail. They're not, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. at a certain point, these are political prisoners now.
Yeah.
You've held them so far half of Biden's term.
Yeah. For what?
For, I mean, if I went in and walked around against the law, let's just say, you know, walked into the state capital of Illinois, I'd get arrested, I'd get booked, and then I'd get bail.
Yeah.
And then I'd get out.
Yep.
And then I had to show up fucking court for fucking ever and try and fight it or whatever. Not 2 years later would I still be in fucking jail.
Right.
At a certain point, you go from, like, so these people have no rights or, you know what I mean? Like,
well, no, because they're treating them like terrorists, so they have no rights because they're terrorists in their mind. But they're not fucking terrorists because all it is walking a building.
It's
the Biden regime.
But yeah,
regime,
well, it's how you label that. Like, and there's obviously, you know, if we get that far with the most recent speech, you know, they clearly are trying to, because they're going to lose this fucking midterm election terribly, unless they can convince them. I don't know. They're obviously going to cheat, but the question is, can they cheat big enough to protect it? The problem is, it's not just one person on every ballot. It's different people on every fucking ballot all around the country. And how the fuck do you do that? You know what I mean? Like, it's
I'm sure they have a way.
I'm sure they're going to, and they're going to try it, and they're going to they're going to be successful in certain places. Hopefully, and not enough though. And hopefully people, because normally midterm elections don't really get the turnout.
No.
Most people vote for presidents and shit like that. And even those, I mean, beyond the last election where we had half the fucking country vote, which has never been done before. That's not realistic in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
It's anyways, I guess. So I have an article on Alex Jones, and then, so there's one more video, and then we'll jump to, some of the other stuff. So let's just get through the Alex Jones stuff. But anyways, there's gonna be more about the thing. This video though is, Alex is on the stand. And this is the prosecuting attorney asking him a question, and it's one of those, like, oh, shit moments.
Okay.
Because, you know, Alex is Alex.
I think I saw it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, that's good. You're going to love it. I just love this kind of shit.
Even within the past couple months, is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
You mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Yeah, I did see that.
So the best part is that's got to go in court documents. Because, you know, the little typer lady?
Yeah, the stenographer.
Yeah, she has to put what he said. Oh, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with
the Clintons?
Dude, it's fucking great. Like, that guy has a fucking idiot, the attorney. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to know Alex well enough. You can't set him up with a question like that.
He'll slam
and
dunk
think
that
he's not
going to
fucking turn that shit around on you
your
people.
That's James Corden is the fucking attorney. Did you see that? Looks just
him. Yeah.
Looks just like him.
A skinnier James Corden.
Yeah, when he was like fucking 15 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I love that.
I wish there was a little after that, like what the lawyer came back with.
Dude, I'm surprised the judge, I'm surprised we got to see that, and the judge didn't make sure that didn't get out.
Yeah, true.
But, all right. So, now I think the article, where the fuck are we?
A little bit more. There you go. Right there.
Did we play this?
No.
Okay. This goes. All right,
yeah,
with it. We're gonna jump to this. So this is the same thing, but put to Joe Rogan and the reactions during a UFC fight.
Yeah.
It's funny. Just watch it. This might have been the one you watched.
No, I should both.
Things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
That's so good.
It's ridiculous. Oh my.
So, if you watch UFC, like Dave and his wife do all the time,
and
there's like a surprise, like knockout or knockdown or something, and they're like, Joe grabs both guys on the side with like.
Almost falls backwards, yeah.
You know, and
it's a sell moment.
Yeah. And they do that for that. It's edited perfectly.
Yeah, it was.
Anyways, we should have just played that one and not the original one that I played. But it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let me read this little article here. This little ditty.
Then I'll tell you a UFC side note. Little ditty.
Oh, I think. Are you talking about the guy?
No.
Oh, different ditty?
Different ditty.
Oh, wait. How about P? P Diddy?
No. I'm definitely not talking about that fucking faggot.
Whoa. Wrong show to use that word.
Sorry. I don't like
Alex Jones is ordered to pay over $4 million to Sandy Hook parents. All right. This isn't the article. I don't see the link to the actual article. That's why I sent it to you, was for the article. So I guess what I want to just say, and then you can tell me about your UFC ditty. And I've said this numerous times. We had Jim Fetzer on this podcast who wrote a book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Yep. And until you prove to me that somebody died at Sandy Hook, nobody died at Sandy Hook. I don't give a fuck. You can sue me. You're not going to get shit because I don't have shit to take. Mm-hmm. Alex at least has something you can take, but it's not coming out of anything. I mean, you know, they might get paid, but it's like essentially if you donate to Alex Jones, that's where that money's going,
right?
Unfortunately. But you've never proven that anybody died. I understand. Oh, these are the parents from some kid. Yeah, these people may have had a kid that died, but they didn't die in that shooting.
Right.
Because there was no fucking shooting.
Right.
I'm sorry. There's way too much evidence behind. And that's the problem. He can't even present all this stuff. The school that wasn't even fucking open because it had been hit by a fucking hurricane is the same school that there was a shooting in. It was moldy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have opened a school that hadn't been opened in fucking 5 years to have school all of a sudden there enough to have a shooting.
Just on that one day.
Well, I mean, school normally starts in August.
Yep.
This was September, right? It was like
Yeah, I think it was in September.
It was, you know, or I think. Maybe it was later in the year. Maybe it was November or something. But either way.
No, you know what? It was later in the year because it was cold. Remember, you could see all the fucking...
Well,
there was no heater stacks on.
The whole thing was a fucking crack of shit.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They have scrubbed it all. This was an Obama CIA... Oh, by the way, Connecticut is filled with fucking CIA. When we sit on this podcast, this think tank, and we start hammering Sandy Hook, our listenership in fucking Connecticut skyrockets.
Yep.
Every single time. And it's all fucking CIA. CIA, they move these people up there. I'd be willing to bet most of those goddamn people, these parents, and I do that in air quotes, are fucking CIA. And, you know, there's something hokey going on here with this shit. I don't believe when we talk about Sandy Hook on this podcast that it's actual people that are actual residents and not some sort of fucking government whatever in Connecticut listening. Right. I guarantee you it's them. Mm-hmm. And they're wanting to see, and they want to see what kind of fucking, when you go, if we could pull that shit up, when Jim Fetzer's on, he does these shit. We, if you can do it by state, yeah. Connecticut was fucking hammering our show. Like we had ridiculous amount of hits just from Connecticut.
Yeah. And just on those shows.
And just those shows. They don't listen to anything else.
Nope.
So it's very strange. I could see, oh, there maybe being an interest in there. I guarantee you, I think what they did is they moved in. I think this was a planned thing. There was planning that went into this.
Yep.
And I think it goes right up to Obama. This was a gun control. We need to fucking fabricate a school shooting. Here's a school. Here's, we can move all these people in here. They're not supposed to run operations in the country, but, you know.
They do.
They do. And they went up there. They used a school that had been hit by a fucking hurricane. And this is what's crazy is nobody there will talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go fucking, like, ask them not on camera, they'll all tell you. That's why they tore that fucking school down. They had to get it in before they were going to tear the school down. They tore it down right afterwards.
Right.
Why? It's the same thing they did at 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm repeating my own self at this point. It's why remove the book off fucking Amazon?
Right.
Why remove Fetzer's book off Amazon?
Because they don't want you to know the truth.
If it's full of shit, there'd be no reason. I mean, it would be considered nonfiction then, or fiction, right?
Yeah, fiction.
Mm-hmm. Nonfiction's real. Fiction's bullshit.
Yep.
So just consider it fiction. Why can't it be on there? I should be able to write a fucking nonsensical book about whatever the fuck I want, and it should be able to be sold on there, regardless of my claims or whatever.
You can buy Harry Potter books on Amazon, and I'm pretty sure they're not real.
Yeah. So why can't... The only reason you would do that is if it's fucking accurate,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want that narrative out.
Yep.
It's exactly the only reason. There is no other logical reason there could be.
Agreed.
So...
There's way too much evidence, man. The dad that was laughing before he went on to fake cry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you go back and watch
the ADA shit, you know? Like, there's no fucking blue handicap stickers and shit like that. Like, all the shit that you can see. All the cars are parked the same way.
Yeah.
You don't have that anywhere unless they're brought in for, like, an event. You go to a fucking concert or a sporting event.
They direct you in.
They direct you in. You pull in behind the
person. They had... five stairs or whatever,
mm-hmm.
with no railings.
Yep.
You have to have a fucking railing, especially at a school.
Yep.
I think the only time you don't have to have a fucking railing is if it's one step.
Yeah.
I think beyond that, there has to be some sort of railing. They didn't have, it wasn't handicap accessible. There was so much shit. We covered it. People are curious. You go back and listen to this shit. All I'm telling you is that Alex should have never he should have fucking stood his goddamn ground and fought tooth and fucking nail regardless of the amount of money. But at the same time, it probably is just not worth the fucking because it would have cost him so much money, he would have probably had to been shut down. But
the game for him is so rigged, there's no way he can win that game.
Right. It just, to me, though, show me how something did happen there. Because everything I fucking see says it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we go through Fetzer's book, page by fucking page, line by line, and show me. Can you prove to me that this happened? I don't give a fuck if you bring two fucking actors that claim they lived in fucking Connecticut or two people from the CIA that have no kids, that they have a fucking... The same kid that dies in Sandy Hook dies in fucking eight other mass shootings. How in the fuck is that even possible?
Yeah. It's just a doppelganger.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, not only that, but look at all the kids that didn't they sing it at Super Bowl or a World Series or some shit?
The same kids that died in Sandy Hook ended up singing at the fucking Super Bowl the next fucking year.
Yeah.
How the fuck is that even possible?
Not.
So they came back to life, but they're dead.
Yep.
I mean, for some people, they're hearing this and totally agree. Other people are confused because they've never heard anything like this before. Because they're new listeners.
Fucking crazy.
No, they're probably. And then you have the you guys are crazy. Then you have the people that are like, we never heard anything about this, and they're gonna go look it up. And then
they're not gonna find anything.
Well, you might find some shit. You might not, though. I mean, I think you can find some stuff out there.
Maybe.
Here's your challenge. Just go get one of those books from Fetzer. Yeah. It's like moonrockbooks.org or something com or like that, something. Yeah. Can't get them on Amazon. But, you know, it's something I might reach out to Fetzer again and see if we can get him back on now that Alex has had his thing and see what if he'll still hammer Sandy Hook or if he'll even walk
line.
It back. I'm curious. Mm. Or maybe he just doesn't talk about it anymore because he doesn't want to get fucking sued.
Yeah.
But, to me, how can you, if you can't say that I did something wrong when you can't even prove what you're claiming happened?
Look at fucking Jessalyn Maxwell. She's convicted of child trafficking, but to who? Nobody.
Yeah.
How does that even fucking
at
work?
At the very the same least, fucking thing. They should have picked out, this is what they should have done. Let me help the fucking deep state here. What you should have done, or still could do, pick out some fucking D, E, Z level fucking actors or something and hammer them. The problem is, if you hammer them, you don't know what they might fucking say.
Yep.
And then you might end up having Bill Gates' name gets fucking said and Bill Clinton's name gets fucking said and all the other Bills, Cosby and whoever else. You know, because you just never know. So they can't hammer any of them.
Yep. Because they can't, they don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, so if you, but what that's what they needed to do, at least give us something. If you gave us something, you know, people might have stopped.
Yeah.
But they're hoping we don't give you anything and we just never talk about it again, it'll stop that way.
And that's what's happened. They're not fucking talking about it anymore. Well, it's not on any
certain
news.
Certain people.
Yeah, it's not on any news. Or...
Well, no, not that you're not, that's the problem. You're not going to find it on the news, but if you watch these other things, they're not stopping. Like Alex. I mean,
Alex, UFC guys are saying shit.
Yeah, you have more of that. Like, it's still there, and we need more of that. Like, I try and work that shit into conversations, dude. Like, weird. Like, we'll be talking about, have friends over, they're not political at all, be talking about something, and I'll find a way to make that reference.
Right.
Just because, why not? Like, maybe they don't know. Maybe they've never thought about it. How can this bitch be guilty of trafficking... to nobody. How? Mm-hmm. Makes people think. And they may not get into it, but they do think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't traffic to nobody, Dave.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Like when they bust somebody for trafficking drugs, don't they usually try and see, well, who did you get the drugs from? Or who are you going to sell these to? They go both fucking directions in their investigation because the more people they can get.
It's a wide fucking net, man.
We don't just stop with the trafficker and just never look at, well, where'd you get them from and who are you taking them? We don't care about any of that.
We
just wanted you.
Yeah, we just want you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right. You got a UFC thing?
Oh, no. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. We're gonna hit this. Feminism versus reality.
A few years ago, I was an angry, blue-haired feminist. I once believed that male privilege was real and that I was a victim of the wage gap. Now that I understand the true motives of feminism, I know that this could not be further from the truth and that modern-day feminism is a war on true masculinity. Before women had the right to vote, most were stay-at-home wives, which meant they weren't working jobs and couldn't be taxed. Our overlords didn't like that. Rockefeller started funding feminist campaigns in media, and as a consequence of the movement, women started entering the workforce and leaving the home. Children would then be separated from their parents and sent to Rockefeller-funded schools to be indoctrinated by the state. All of this ultimately disrupting the family unit at its core. Feminism is defined as the belief in social, economic, and political equality of the sexes. But in the West, I must ask, what rights do men have that women don't? Modern feminists are convincing women that hookup culture, using hormonal birth control, and not shaving is liberation. That toxic masculinity is prevalent and the patriarchy must be dismantled. Through movies news and media, we're taught that working for the man, climbing the corporate ladder, and paying tax is more empowering and valuable than raising the next generation. Women have lost touch with our natural loving instincts, and birth rates are plummeting. Men and women are not the same. And by protesting for equality of outcome rather than opportunity, feminists are demonizing and emasculating men. Feminism is a scam. Mm. A few years ago, I was...
Yeah. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, that's good shit. I like all that stuff because... Mm-hmm.
I sent that to you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I sent that to you.
Oh, so you're on the right, I'm on the left?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you are on the left in terms of politics. I'm on the right. No. Yeah, I sent that to you. Wait, I went too high. There we go. Next one. Next blue hair you sent to me. And then we have a few that are gone. So.
Yep.
All right, so now we're going to play the blue hair you sent to me.
Talk about minor attracted persons. Oh. I'm just going to pump the brakes right there because allowing language control to enter the scene is what causes the slippery slope to begin. Do not let your language be controlled. These are not minor attracted persons. These are pedophiles. But let's continue watching.
Because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population.
They are lucky that our assumptions are the only things bringing them harm right now. But please... do continue.
This term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction, just as the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is.
And that right there is why I bring up language control and why this is so important. Saying it in the same terminology as we don't choose our attractions as adults, saying that in terms of pedophilia is extremely dangerous. Let's be clear, pedophilia is not a sexual orientation. It is a mental illness. It is a disease that requires treatment. It is not normal and it should not be accepted. You cannot comply with this language control and you cannot comply with self-censorship. This is dangerous and it has to be addressed.
Today, I want to talk about minor attracted persons.
Yeah, it's
what they're doing to our children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any kids, obviously. And I'm glad I don't for this reason. Like, yeah. They're making it so mainstream that it's okay to be a pedophile.
Well, they have to normalize pedophilia, Dave, because otherwise they all go to fucking prison.
Right.
And what we've talked about this before, if you can sympathize with a pedophile, then when such as, say, Trump or DeSantis or whoever becomes president after this fucking shit box that we have there now is gone, and all these pedophiles end up going, getting a fucking arrested and going to jail. If you sympathize with them because they've normalized pedophilia, because like public outcry, we just don't understand them, and maybe they need and the punishment won't be as severe, because if they hadn't normalized it, and then you find out, oh yeah, all your fucking politicians, all of them. They're all fucking pedophiles. All the actors you love, oh, they're all fucking pedophiles. All these fucking billionaires, oh, yeah, they're all pedophiles. We'd fucking murder every single one of them.
Yep.
And their whole rule, their elite ruling class, it would be done. Where, you know, if we could normalize it, we may not even prosecute them. Because, well, it's just who they are.
Yeah.
It's how they identify.
They don't choose who they love.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Okay, well, then let me go fuck one of your kids. How's that?
They're okay with it, though.
Except they're not. I guarantee you, if I went and fucking, because Biden wants his daughter for himself, according to the diary. I don't know if he'd be okay if a MAGA Republican came in there and fucked his 9-year-old daughter and took her virginity instead of him.
Yeah, true.
Now, I don't know if any of that's true. I'm just saying. Very graphic words spoken there, but it's more the point. Understand what I'm saying. Don't think that's what I want to do. I'm just saying, would he be cool with it? Because I don't think he would. I think
you're right though, because he'd want to do it himself.
Yeah. It's and same thing. Like you know, look at the fucking, what's her name? Chrissy Teigen and her fucking husband.
Yeah.
They have kids. Yet she's on fucking Twitter talking about eating fucking pizza, which is, it's not pizza. It's fucking, code, yeah. It's little girl pussy.
Well, not only that, but and her the, talking about.
But, okay, go ahead.
I'll say her talking about all the teenage or the, well, yeah. the toddlers and tiaras yeah, getting and, all fucking horny and shit.
Yeah. So, how about we send in some fucking giant 9-inch cocks to fuck your little kids?
Mm-hmm.
You're cool with that? No, they have a fucking issue with it.
Yeah.
Well, then you can't sit over here and talk about somebody else's fucking kid like that.
Right.
Sorry, you're a pedophile. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's not okay. You know what? That's who we're. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe they need a little taste of their own medicine.
Yeah, I think why not? An eye for an eye, right?
I mean, I'm not for pedophilia, but. By God, if you're fucking cool with it, let's give you a little dose of it. Mm-hmm. Let's have your kids abused like that. Oh, it's not cool because you want to abuse your own fucking kids, probably. Yeah. Well, Biden for sure. But, like, I'm not saying Chrissy Teigen, you know, or her husband fucked their own kids. I would assume if they actually love their own kids and they found out somebody fucked their kids, and we could reference back, well, what about all these times you were fucking talking about sucking a little 9-year-old's dick or... how being turned on by a fucking 4-year-old toddler Tierra's cooter.
Bullshit, right.
Sorry. It's not cool.
It's not.
When you fucking do it, so why would it be cool? You know what I mean? They would totally be against some fucking guy just destroying their little kid's fucking cooter.
Probably.
Or I don't even know if they have boys or girls. Point is, they wouldn't want it happening.
Right.
I wouldn't think. So... graphic little segment there.
Yeah.
But I think you have to fucking put it in that perspective for them to fucking get it. I think, you know what? We have a lot of pieces of shit. Send one of these motherfuckers homes and say, you want to be into this shit? Let's show you what it's like to be into this shit.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe you could fucking change some minds then. All right, let's see what you sent me here.
Have you watched this?
I don't know.
Looks like to Simon arrest Cowell. A former president for not turning in documents?
A former president that had committed this many provable criminal acts.
But what are the provable criminal acts, I guess?
Provable criminal acts. Well, I'm done talking.
Is this unprecedented to arrest a former president for not turning in documents?
A former president that had committed this many provable criminal acts.
But what are the provable criminal acts, I guess?
Well, we're just going to say it again. Provable criminal acts.
Well,
I'm done talking.
So he's talking about Trump.
Yeah.
Trump's got provable criminal acts, except he can't name a single one.
Yeah, well, because it's not real.
Oh, these fucking liberals.
And then once you call them on their bullshit, I'm done talking. I can't handle this anymore. I'm going to my cry room.
All right, so now we're gonna jump ahead to the last time we recorded. It said just happened the raid at Mar-a-Lago,
yep.
And it was just too much to tackle at the end of that episode. We were already at time,
yep.
And so now we're gonna jump into some of that nonsense here. Oops, where the fuck's there?
However, certain point.
Start it over.
There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly.
Does everybody in this administration read a fucking teleprompter?
Yes.
Because normally when the attorney general, this fucking douche nozzle...
Yeah.
Would be up there, they would just be speaking off their notes, not reading a fucking teleprompter. Mm-hmm. So everything in this administration is scripted.
Yep.
So
we're watching a movie.
That's what I was getting at. So when you watch something on TV, be it a scripted television show, scripted movie, scripted reality show, it's scripted. Therefore, it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to. This isn't even a real actual president and administration. This is fake.
Yep.
It's like the West Wing TV show.
Or any fucking president.
This
TV
is
show.
A TV show called the Biden administration.
This is like head of state or whatever.
It's not even Biden, who
right.
everybody should know as Biden. This is a fucking actor that they got to not even look like him, but kind of.
Kind of.
It's not him. It's not the same guy. And if anybody's confused by what I just said there, but you just go type in Biden 1982 and then type in Biden 2022, and it's not the same fucking person.
Nope.
Give a fuck who you are. You'll never convince me that's the same goddamn person. All right. Glad I got that out. I'm getting a lot of venting out today.
Yeah, you are. That's okay.
All right, we're going to fucking click on this.
Hopefully it's the actual article.
No. It's not. Apparently the... So when I'm on my phone and I send these to you, the fucking link's there. But doesn't... Kimberly Guilfoyle. This is Don Jr.'s wife? Girlfriend? I don't know the fuck she is.
I think they're... Just girlfriend, I think.
All right. FBI may have planted listening devices. That's interesting, because we talked about.
Yeah.
Or did we talk about it on the show, or did we talk about
it? I think we talked briefly on the show about
it. Yeah. So I'll read. There's just a little blurb here. She suggests that the FBI might have planted listening devices. It says, quote, they didn't allow anybody to supervise what they were doing, and they specifically requested to turn off the security cameras. Guilfoyle, the fiance, okay,
there you go, yep.
of Donald Trump Jr., told Wednesday's Prime News with Jen Pellegrino. Why? Because they didn't want to be caught with what they were doing. How do you know they weren't there weren't listening devices planted or evidence planted there? Yeah, it brings up a valid point. Like,
if you're...
At the very least, Trump's lawyer should have been able to...
Yeah, if you're a police officer, government official... Anyone acting in any type of official capacity is not going to want to turn any type of video recording off unless they're doing something scandalous as fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's...
Because if it ever gets
right
brought
there.
Into question, at least you could say, bullshit, we didn't do nothing. Look at the fucking cameras. Yep. Except you can't do that now. You can't defend yourself. You just say, well, you have to trust us. Well, nobody fucking trusts you.
Right, right.
Nobody.
Yeah, they turned off all the cameras because they were doing some scandalous shit.
Dude, it's so ridiculous. Did I tell you? I think that's what we talked about. I had mentioned that briefly and what my theory should have been, that Trump should have done.
Yep.
He should have just came right out right away and said, oh, well, look what we found.
Yep.
And then put them on the fucking...
On the defense
right away and just keep hammering them. Mm-hmm. Oh, we found another one. Because everybody would believe it was true, whether it was... Because we know it happened. I'm sorry. We know it happened.
Yeah. I wouldn't go back to... I'd sell my fucking place there. I wouldn't fucking ever go back.
That's the shitty part. No, I would just hire a fucking equivalent to come in and remove them all.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Like, they're probably everywhere. Yeah. They were there for fucking, what, 8 hours or some shit?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Just gathering 6 or 11 boxes or 16 boxes?
Bullshit.
Get the fuck out of here. If I was in your house, Dave, for 8 fucking hours, I'd have more than... 11 or 16 boxes.
Yeah, no shit. Well, and they brought probably half of them in and went to them anyways. You know what I mean? They brought all the boxes in anyways. Oh, this is what we found.
Yeah.
You can't prove otherwise.
No. They brought in boxes of listening devices and left with empty boxes is what they probably did.
Yeah, probably.
Anyways, all right, so this is a... Anthony Fauci jokes about origins of the coronavirus. Quote, I developed the ancestral model strain. Oh, so you're admitting it. And it's hilarious.
That's
it's fucking hilarious.
That's a funny joke.
Oh, what a fucking idiot.
I forgot he was a comedian.
Oh, me too. I also forgot that he was only 4'11".
I also forgot that he's not a real doctor. But he plays one on TV.
He does. He's part of the scripted Biden administration show that we're all being forced to watch. Yeah. It's the worst fucking show on TV, yet we all watch it.
Yeah.
1 million plus dead Americans, and it's a joke to elite Anthony Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci tried to crack a joke mocking his critics as the White House chief medical advisor said he was the one who developed the ancestral strain of the Chinese coronavirus. Fauci made the remarks during an appearance at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle this week to receive the Hutch Award, which is typically reserved for an active MLB player who best exemplifies the fighting spirit and competitive desire of former MLB pitcher Fred Hutchinson, who died of lung cancer, according to MLB. By the way, side note, if we all can remember Anthony Fauci's first pitch and how fucking bad it was.
Yeah, that was terrible.
And you're getting this an award that normally goes to an MLB. If I was an MLB player, cancer survivor, whatever,
I'd be fucking livid
that this piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
During the discussion, Dr. Larry Corey, former president of Fred Hutch, remarked, "We are at the epicenter of the initial outbreak. WA1 Washington 1 is considered the ancestral model strain." Quote, "No, I developed the ancestral model strain," Fauci said, prompting wild laughter. Everybody thought it was fucking hilarious. That's weird because everybody thought we were all going to fucking die a year before that because of the bullshit they led. "I created it," he says. "That's right. You let it loose," Corey responded. "I was in my kitchen and I," Fauci continued before Corey made a joke about gain-of-function research. Ha! So fucking hilarious, dude. Yeah. It's weird because I haven't laughed once. Republican National Committee research shared the clip expressing disgust. Top Biden science advisor Anthony Fauci jokes and laughs about the origins of COVID and gain-of-function research, it remarked. Well, the good news is he's announced that he's retiring.
Yeah, he's going to play for MLB.
Yeah. Fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. He's retiring, so we don't have to worry about him anymore. There's a conversation you and I had. And now to this that you sent.
Yeah.
I don't even think we have to open it. We can probably just read it right here. Right?
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell was found guilty of sex trafficking children. A judge refuses to release the list of who she sold them to. Up until the list is released, we have only one conclusion. All of them are on it. Every last damn billionaire, prince, and politician. Have a nice day.
Agreed.
All right. And then I guess we'll click on this one. This is defund the CDC, since we're talking about Fauci and that nonsense. Oh, is that it? Is this a picture?
Oh, I thought it was a clip.
Yeah, normally there's like a volume button. And shit. Yeah. All right, well, defund the CDC.
I'm sorry, I thought I'd sent you a clip.
Yeah, I guess not.
That's all right.
That's okay. How about Bill Burr? Let's get some comedy in here.
Always makes sense to me, because I don't like people telling me what to do. And I always just like, it's your body. Who the fuck am I to tell you what to do with your body? So that always made sense. All right? However, I still think you're killing a baby. See? That's where it gets weird. It's not a baby yet. That's what they say, which may or may not be true. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I'll tell you, my gut tells me that doesn't make sense. It's not a baby yet. That would be like if I was making a cake and I poured some batter in a pan and I put it in the oven and then 5 minutes later you came by and you grabbed the pan, you threw it across the floor. And I went, what the fuck? You just ruined my birthday cake. And then you were like, well, that wasn't a cake yet. It's like, well, it would have been. If you didn't do what you just did, there would have been a cake in 50 minutes. Something happened to that cake, you cake murdering son of a bitch. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, that's the best fucking way to put it.
Yeah.
Couldn't have thought a better one myself.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody want to fucking challenge that? Like,
no, it's
a very wasn't a cake yet. Yeah, but it was going to be a cake. Well, it's not a baby yet. But it was still alive. It's a living thing.
Yep.
What I don't understand, and please, if you don't like the fucking Bill Burr example, then just... You pro-abortion people, answer me this one question. If I murder you, I'm a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
It's your debt. If you murder your baby, it's an abortion. You're not guilty of murder. If I murder you, who is also pregnant, I'm now guilty of a double homicide.
Mm-hmm.
So then how the fuck are you... not guilty of murder when you abort your own baby.
Right.
If I can murder you and get charged for two murders, at that point, that was a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But if you decide it's not, when you can answer that and it makes sense, I'll entertain your fucking nonsense. Until then,
fuck off.
It's fucking murder.
Yep.
And abort yourself.
Agreed.
Had to squeeze that in there, you know, for certain
niceness.
Certain listeners.
Sure.
Sure. Sure. What's up, man? All right. What's this? Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
Well, what's that?
Ex-CIA chief endorses executing leakers of nuclear secrets after Trump raid bombshell. That's what I think about that.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with this website? Let's calm down there on the fucking...
On the end, hang on, the
there's a goddamn moth in here. All right, former CIA director Michael Hayden responded approvingly to a tweet talking about executions for those who spill nuclear secrets after it was reported that FBI agents were searching for classified documents related to nuclear weapons during their raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. A tweet Thursday evening from presidential historian and NBC contributor Michael Beschloss makes no mention of Trump, but did refer to Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Oh, yeah, I read about these.
Mm-hmm.
A couple convicted of espionage for their role in sharing atomic secrets with the Soviet Union. Rosenbergs were convicted for giving U.S. nuclear secrets to Moscow and were executed in June 1953, he said along with the photo. Hayden replied, sounds about right. Sources told the Washington Post that such classified information was among the items agents look for in the search, but declined to speak about any other materials that may have been sought. It remains unclear whether they found any nuclear documents. The report said the Justice Department and FBI declined to comment. Trump claims he has been cooperating with investigators looking for documents and decried the raid as being politically motivated. Trump attorney Christina Bob cast doubt on there being nuclear records at Mar-a-Lago, but could not say for certain when pressed Thursday evening by Fox News host Laura Ingraham. Ingram, I think they say. It's, I think it's called Ingram.
Ingram, yeah.
Or Ingraham. I have not specifically spoken to the president about what nuclear materials may or may not have been in there. I do not believe there were any in there, she said, noting that Trump's legal team has been thorough in finding documents to hand over to the Biden administration. Real quick before I continue,
yeah.
Let's say he had the fucking codes.
Mm-hmm.
We are aware that those codes get changed regularly, correct?
Yes.
So even if he had fucking codes, they're not the fucking codes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now the code is 1234, because Biden's so fucking stupid he would never remember any other number.
Right. I actually think it's just one.
What is now? At the time of this article, it was 1234. That was getting a little tough for him.
Yeah, he couldn't do that.
So we went back to one digit.
He's like, okay, so this the number is 55. What? What is it? Give me a number again.
Mr. President, it's 1234.
So 7910. What?
Mr. President, it's 1234.
All right, so it's 98. Fuck. One more time.
It's 1234.
One 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 zero.
Absolutely, sir. You're correct.
All right. I got the codes. I got the codes memorized. 2, 5, 9, or 6.
Those fucking minor Republicans. Like, it's so ridiculous. Could you imagine talking to this guy while literally you're talking to him and he's shitting his pants?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so fucking ridiculous, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to think, like, if, let's just say they weren't like, pretending like this was a real presidency and shit, and they put on a show like this, and they build it as a comedy, we would watch it. Yeah. If they build it as a drama, nobody would watch it, no. Because it's so fucking stupid. If you build this as a comedy, mm-hmm. And see, it's super comical when you look at it like, oh yeah, this is not real, it's fake, and it's not actually affecting our lives, and this guy could never be president. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Except you look at it and you're like, well, fuck, I'm paying so much more in the grocery store. My gas is going up.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, everything's wrong. This isn't funny, even though it's funny, except you're paying for it in a way.
Yeah.
It's like, this is ridiculous. Let me keep reading. It's only a fucking 2 more paragraphs here. Hayden, a retired four-star Air Force general who served as director of the National Security Agency and later the CIA under former presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, endorsed Joe Biden for president in 2020. If there's another term for President Trump, I don't know what happens to America. Truth is really important, but especially in intelligence. President Trump doesn't care about facts. Hayden, who suffers from aphasia, as a result of a stroke in 2018, said in an ad from Republican voters against Trump. Hayden is also one of the former intelligence officials who signed in October 2020 the letter baselessly claiming Russian involvement in the Hunter Biden laptop stories that popped up in the final weeks of presidential election cycle. Hayden, who is also founder of the Hayden Center at George Mason University, did not provide comment when asked by the Washington Examiner for a report published in April. Okay. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another article. Let's talk about Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
TMZ. Report. Alec Baldwin must have pulled the trigger in Rust, FBI concludes in analysis. Well, now that the FBI says it, I almost don't believe it.
Right.
The FBI has concluded that Alec Baldwin must have fired the gun normally on the set of Rust, which took Helena Hutchins' life. This, according to a new report. ABC News published a bombshell story Friday, claiming to have obtained a copy of the forensic analysis report recently completed by the Bureau, which was examining all facets of the fatal accident in a broader investigation to see if criminal charges are warranted. Per ABC, citing part of the FBI report, the feds found that the revolver in question, a single-action 45 Colt caliber... What the fuck is that?
Philly Pieta?
But is that... It's F period LLI Pieta. I've never seen that. I think that might be a typo.
That's my guess.
All right. Could not have been fired without someone pulling the trigger, a determination they made after conducting accidental discharge testing. Unclear if they did this testing with the same exact gun Alec used or a separate but identical one. But the FBI notes in their reports is that gun, when working properly, will not release a bullet and primer simultaneously by just fiddling with the hammer alone. That's what Alec said he was doing when the shooting occurred. You'll recall in a sit-down interview with ABC, he claimed all he'd done was pull the hammer back and pose it for the camera while Helena coached him on positioning. When they were done, he released the hammer and says it fired without him pulling the trigger. The rest, of course, is history. Well, that just doesn't make sense to FBI officials. The report per ABC notes they set the hammer at varying angles and positions to see if they could make it fire without pulling the trigger, but they said they couldn't. The only thing the hammer could do when decocked and then directly struck on its own without pulling the trigger was detonate the primer. Does that make sense to everybody? Great.
Yes.
That essentially means it could set off the actual gunshot sound itself without discharging a bullet, according to the FBI. But that's obviously not what happened in Alec Baldwin's case. Now, this conclusion doesn't necessarily mean Alec is in hot water quite yet. Again, we don't know if the testing they did here was with his gun or another. It's totally possible the revolver he used that day did, in fact, malfunction and that he's telling the truth.
I'm curious what the moments after it happened video is.
We'll get to it. I'm going to go back and watch some of these videos.
Okay.
These findings have been sent off to law enforcement officials in New Mexico who are still conducting their investigation dating back to October. One of the things they are still waiting on, per an official statement from the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office, is phone records from Alec. He'd said a few months ago that he was cooperating in getting those records over to local law enforcement in New York so they could send it over to New Mexico. But it sounds like someone might be dragging their feet. Once that's in, the DA can have review once and for all with their own findings, the FBI findings, and any accompanying documentation. All right, so we'll get back to that. Let's see here.
I think it's just the three videos.
Yeah. So let's watch this one first. They gotta fucking have an ad on everything, don't they?
Yeah.
The people who watched The Daily said that her work was beautiful. She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired.
Oh my God. You're an actor, so you can do that shit. It's not real.
Everybody who who worked with her. I'm holding the gun where told me to hold it, which ended up being aimed right in below her armpit, was what I was told. I don't know. This was a completely incidental shot, an angle that may not have ended up in the film at all. But we kept doing this, and it was so that I said to her, now in this scene, I'm going to cock the gun. I said, do you want to see that? And she said, yes. So I take the gun and I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I said, do you see that? She goes, well, just cheat it down and tilt it down a little bit like that. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off. I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
At the moment. The decisive
moment. That was
the
moment the gun went off. Yeah, that was the moment the gun went off.
So you have this Colt 45. You just pulled
the hammer as far back as I could without cocking the actual
gun. You're holding on to the hammer.
I'm holding that. I'm just showing. I go, how about that? Does that work? Do you see that? Do you see that? She goes, yeah, that's good. I let go of the hammer. Bang, the gun goes off. The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me till probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
45 minutes to an hour? Well, there are some who say you're never supposed to point a gun at anyone on a set, no matter what.
Unless the person is the cinematographer who's directing me where to point the gun for her camera angle. That's exactly what happened.
That was a dumb fucking question.
How do you respond to actors like George Clooney who say that every time they were handed a gun, they checked it themselves?
Well, there were a lot of people who felt it necessary to contribute some comment to the situation, which really didn't help the situation at all. You have your, if your protocol is you checking the gun every time, well, good for you. Good for you. You know, I mean, I probably handled weapons as much as any other actor in films. With an average career, again, shooting or being shot by someone. And in that time, I had a protocol, and it never let me down.
One of your brothers, Daniel, suggested that you've also become a target for your political views. Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't think that anybody has said anything about and has used this as an opportunity other than people you would fully expect to have done that. I'm not somebody who has a lot of vivid dreams, but I have dreams about this constantly now. I wake up constantly where guns are going off. These images have come into my mind and kept me awake at night, and I haven't slept for weeks, and I've really been struggling physically. I'm exhausted from this because I got to try to be there for my kids. And my family's all I have. I mean, I honest to God, I couldn't give a about my career anymore.
Is it over?
But why? Well, it could be. It could be. If I decide that I mean, could I work? I'm going to go make another movie in January. And I said to them, do you want to get out of it? Do you want to get rid of me? Because of what happened? They said, no. But I said to myself, do I want to work much more after this? Is it worth it?
Do you feel guilt?
No, no. I feel that there is, I feel that someone is responsible for what happened, and I can't say who that is, but I know it's not me. I mean, I honest to God, if I felt that I was responsible, I might have killed myself if I thought I was responsible. I don't say that lightly.
Well, go ahead, Ryan.
Well, I think he did it himself. That's interesting. The do you feel guilt? He answered. That's what his attorney told him to answer, how to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he comes on there and says, yes, I feel some guilt, it implies he's guilty.
Yep.
If you're an attorney, you don't want... You'd advise your client, if you get asked if you feel guilty, you know that question is going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
You never admit... Just like... What do they say if you get pulled over drinking and driving? You know, like, don't blow.
Yeah.
Just refuse to blow, because you got a better chance of getting out of it. Soon as you blow or whatever, I mean, and they say, you know, it's like one of those things, like mm-hmm. just shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess we can sit here and discuss it. Is he guilty of murder because he was holding the gun that he didn't check, but he trusted the person that potentially handed him the gun that had checked. Now, we've made a movie with guns on set
mm-hmm.
that were using blanks, and you checked that shit constantly. In between cuts, and it hadn't fucking left the goddamn actor's hand.
Yep.
And you would still check it. So, like, is it the person that's supposed to check its fault? Like, or is it Alex? Whose fucking fault is it? Is he saying it's not his? So whose fault is it?
So,
Let's just have the debate.
I get what he's saying with the whole everyone's got their own protocol. Like, my protocol was, I'm in charge of it. I'm going to make sure that it's fucking right. I let the actors play with it and check it as well, but I still checked it again before they went on set, or at least before we went live. And I told every actor, you want to do it too? And they were scared of some of the guns. They said, I don't want to touch it until it's time. So I was like, all right, I will hold on to it, and I will show you before we go live what's in it, what's it going to work, how's it going to work. Like, I made sure everyone was comfortable. Now, they should have done the same thing. Like, Alec himself, I got a thing that's worked for me all my life. Well, I'm sorry. Well, your thing doesn't work. Whatever the fuck he does, which is obviously nothing, doesn't work. He trusts the other people to do it. Well, in this situation, there have been many people coming on and saying that it was such a bad set that they were overworked and they were all tired and stressed. So whoever it was, like, fuck it, you know, whatever. I don't know why there was a live round. There should have never been a live round there. But because they were overworked and shit, yeah, I would have definitely fucking, if I was Alec, I would have definitely checked that fucking gun before I put my hand. You know what I mean? So I totally blame Alec on that one. And yeah, I don't say it was murder. It would be involuntary manslaughter because he didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
At least from what we're seeing and hearing, it may have been an accident, but it's an accidental homicide, which would be an involuntary manslaughter. No. He didn't.
So
mean
what
to
kind
do
of
it.
Punishment? I mean, realistically, not thinking to get back at him politically, but like,
no,
realistically,
yeah. Realistically,
what kind of shit would you get for that? Because it was involuntary. He didn't intend to murder that lady. Right.
I would say if a regular Joe did something like that, you're talking fucking 10 to 15 probably. Him being a celebrity, you were looking at 5 with
months?
Probably... I was thinking 5 hours.
Sure, yeah.
No, probably 5 years. Probation.
Yeah, probation.
You know?
5 years probation and time served.
Yeah.
Which was none.
None, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So that would be my
thought
process.
I could see them
giving
him a month or something like that.
Yeah.
House
arrest or something stupid.
Yeah, it would be ridiculous. But then I think the investigation has to go further.
Yeah.
I think ultimately the question comes down to is, how did a live round get on the set? Mm-hmm. One. Two, how did that live round get into the gun?
Right.
Do you have just a box of... And when I say box, not like an orderly box, I just throw all the bolts look the same in this fucking Tupperware and just grab some shit out and throw them in. Have no fucking clue that there's a live round mixed in with a bunch of real or fake ones.
Right. And it could be that. It could be literally the box that they bought, like a box of 50 fucking blanks, and somehow at the manufacturing place they fucked one up and it was a live round.
Let's say if that was the case and they were able to figure that out. Does that go back to the manufacturer then? Are they liable to some
extent? I would say. If it was something like that, yeah, I would say
they
that
would almost,
they would also
be a civil suit or something, and they would have to pay out the Hutchins family, I'd say. But then, then obviously that company would have to put in way more stringent fucking checks and shit because, like, that, how the fuck does that happen? You know what I mean?
Well, not only that, but then if that's the case, let's say that is what exactly what happened, that this company, we'll say Remington because we all know Remington guns and their ammo. Let's say they make fucking blanks. Well, maybe whatever company makes blanks shouldn't make real guns or real bullets.
Yeah. They should just make blanks.
Or at least in the facility, only make blanks in that facility.
Yeah.
So there's no way this could ever happen again if that is in fact what happened.
If they need to make guns and blanks that are unlike any other gun and bullet in terms of size and shape and everything, they should just be completely different altogether. So that there's no question. If you put a blank in a real gun, it wouldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And if you put a bullet in the fake gun, it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
They should be made in a way to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
are fucking, you know, oval shape, we'll say. Well, then blank should be fucking square.
Yeah.
Or triangle or some fucking weird shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think anybody would fucking give a shit when they're watching, like, wait, that's a square bullet. I don't buy it anymore.
Right.
You know what? Abort yourself.
Yeah.
It's something, it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I honestly don't
part
think...
of me. This is here's my true opinion on this. I feel like I would be more willing to hear and buy into Alec Baldwin. Let's say he's telling the complete truth.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't so fucking against Republicans and Trump. Yeah. Like, I really feel like that. I cannot be a unbiased party to his case. I have to recuse myself here. Okay. But, like, because I just don't fucking, like, I like him as Trump on SNL. I like him making fun of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like everything else he said about Trump right. and Republicans. It's not right. just Trump. It's in general. You've said shitty things about people that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have a hard time hearing, even though I know, like, I kind of can see his point.
I don't think we need to see that one.
Let's see his reaction. That's what I want moments to see. After.
Yeah.
No. No ads.
How's it going, sir? My understanding, you were in the room when the lady, when someone
was
shot?
I was holding the gun, yeah.
Okay, alrighty.
What do you need?
Well, I know your name, so it's
Jenny. Call you back, okay?
Let me get with my lieutenant and see where we want you to hang out, okay?
Whatever you want to do. Whatever.
Yes, sir. Alright, give me just a second.
That guy is starstruck.
Earplugs.
All right, Mr. Baldwin, who's the director on scene?
The guy that was shot.
The guy that was shot?
He's in
okay.
Where is he now? I think he's there.
Do you guys have a production car? Or?
There's an AD. Name is Dave.
I'm happy to stay right here and do everything
that he's doing. Well, my lieutenant just wants you to stay away from everybody and not to talk to nobody. So I was.
Wait right here.
We can wait right here and have everybody step back, or we can wait in the back from patrolling, but I prefer to not put you there, okay?
You want water or something?
Yeah. I want to find props and get a cigarette.
I got one.
They're gone. What do you got?
I got medium.
Marble.
I'll
take it.
Sure, you don't want a cigar?
These are shaky. Thank God.
Sure you don't want a cigar? This really didn't show
anything. How many people were in the room when it happened?
I know we're doing such a crew.
Just a crew?
A dozen people. There are a lot of crews outside. Inside that building.
Okay.
He's the one that knows all this stuff.
Yeah, that didn't really do anything for us.
No. Well, I think ultimately, like, since then he's been... They're not going to press charges on him at all. It's... Fucking found, like, not there's no trial or anything, but it was an accident, yeah. So, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yep.
Anyways.
I'm here to give you an update on the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton. What I want to do is tell you what we're recommending, but first, let me tell you what we found. 110 emails, 52 email chains have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains are top secret, 36 of those chains secret, and 8 contain confidential information.
And what difference at this point does it make?
Everything I did was admitted. There was no law, no regulation.
Secretary Clinton should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
None of these emails should have been on any kind of classified system, not even Gmail.
But first of all, nothing was marked classified.
To the contrary.
Nothing was marked classified.
There is evidence.
Nothing was marked classified.
Now let me tell you what we found.
Oh my God.
110 emails.
It was not the best choice.
52 email chains.
It was a mistake.
Have been determined to contain classified information.
And what difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains were top secret.
Was the best choice.
6 of those chains.
I said it was a mistake.
8 contained confidential information.
And what difference at this point does it make?
With respect to our recommendation, this is going to be an unusual statement in at least a couple of days. Although there is evidence, our judgment is that no reasonable. Good morning.
All right. So, this is
a nice remix.
Yeah, it's a nice remix. This is on the tales of the Mar-a-Lago raid. And, Trump's got classified information. in his house. Yeah, and so does fucking Obama, and so does fucking... And all, by the way, all that shit's declassified, because all a president has to do is say, that right there, declassified.
Yep.
And it's declassified at that moment.
Yep.
I don't think people understand how shit works. I really don't.
I don't.
Whatever you sent me got removed.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, now that CDC's basically backed off COVID and all that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah,
Moderna CEO's pretty pissed.
Say, I'm in the process of throwing 30 million doses into the garbage because nobody wants them. We have a big demand problem. We right now have governments. We try to contact not only Seth, who is doing great work with his team trying to get demand into the countries, but also we contacted through the Washington's in, the embassies in Washington, every country, and nobody wants to take them. It's sad to say.
So nobody wants his fucking vaccines. He's got to throw away 30 million doses, he says.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because nobody wants it, because nobody believes that it fucking works. You want to know why? Because everybody that fucking takes it still gets fucking COVID.
Yep.
Especially the people that got it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
That's because COVID was in the shot.
Yeah, well...
If COVID was real.
Yeah, COVID's not real. I mean, it's called the common cold. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't need to spend 20 minutes on that again.
Right, right.
I've done 5 hours repeating the same shit over the course of so many episodes. It's ridiculous. Mm. Alleged passport seizure at Mar-a-Lago could undermine Trump's civil rights. President Donald Trump's claim that his passports were seized in the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago last week could have major legal implications for any investigation into him. It could mean his Fourth Amendment rights were violated in the search. What the fuck are you trying to do? Are you trying to read it? Oh, you're getting yourself in the eye, I got you. As Breitbart News reported earlier Monday, former President Trump announced on Truth Social, in the raid by the FBI of Mar-a-Lago, they stole my 3 passports, 1 expired, along with everything else. This is an assault on a political opponent at a level never seen before in our country. Third world. The unusual and perhaps accidental taking of Trump's passports could mean the Department of Justice would be unable to use at least some of the materials seized in the raid in any prosecution of the former president. Already, it has risked violating his Sixth Amendment rights by seizing materials that may include privileged attorney-client communications, which are meant to be shielded from investigations. The Fourth Amendment reads, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Typically, an individual's passport would not be subject to seizure unless there were reason to believe he or she was a flight risk. An order authorizing the seizure of a passport would have to be approved by a court in most circumstances. The search warrant under which FBI agents conducted the raid with the approval of Attorney General Merrick Garland does not list Trump's passports as within the scope of the search, nor does it list the passports in the property register of seized items. So there's that.
Yeah. Way to fuck it up, douchebags.
Yeah, well, it's the fucking Democrat Party, what do you expect? Mm-hmm. Is this an article? I think it is. Hundreds of Afghans on terror watch list released in U.S., says DOD whistleblower. New. Hundreds of unvetted Afghan refugees released in the United States by the Biden administration are on the Department of Justice watch list of suspected and known terrorists. According to a Pentagon whistleblower, the database is known as Biometrically Enabled Watch List, BUEL, and it identifies individuals whose unique physical characteristics have been flagged by analysts to be national security threats. Some 324 Afghan evacuees who appear in the system were freed in the U.S., the DOD whistleblower says. The information has sparked outrage among some members of Congress who assert known suspected terrorists were let into the U.S. last year after the administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. Okay.
Well, that just sounds like safe information.
You know what? It's this, what they're going to say at the end of the Biden administration? Scandal-free.
Yeah.
It's been nonstop.
Yeah.
every day.
Jesus Christ. But you, just like the Obama one. Obama administration was 8 years, scandal-free.
Mm-hmm.
Most transparent administration. Literally the opposite of what they say is what they are.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah.
In modern times.
I didn't watch this one.
The last time I saw Jenny, she was on the internet taking photos for some sort of secret website. A lot of people were paying to see them, too. But I had no idea she was such a good photographer. Because tracking down Jenny was one of the most difficult things a man could do. I remember this one time I tried flying down to Florida just to see her. But I got on the wrong flight and ended up on this fancy private island owned by a man named Jeffrey Epstein. It looked like he was running some sort of girls' summer camp. But all the camp counselors were these famous presidents and rich celebrities. They spent a lot of time down there, too, especially President Clinton. He loved being a camp counselor. It bothered me, though, that I still couldn't find Jenny. But I kept checking Instagram and saw she was going to all these protests. So I figured I should start going, too. You know, hoping to find her and such. And it didn't matter what the protest was for, neither, because they all wanted the same thing. You just had to make sure you were wearing the right clothes. I remember one time I went to this protest at Washington, D.C., and I got to visit the Capitol building. I got to see where Congress worked, and I even got to...
Anyways.
The last time I saw...
Unfortunately, the video cuts off there, but it's just some parody.
It's funny.
We needed. Sometimes you gotta break up the seriousness with some comedy.
Some fun days.
Some fun days. Let's see here.
It's like the moon on the left, or the Earth on the left. Yeah.
Yeah. There we are. All right. You can't be serious, Dave.
Ah! Oh yeah.
All right, so this is
tick, Google Earth.
This is Google Earth. Go, baby, we bringing our toys. And they're zooming in into Nebraska, right?
Yep. Bang, bang, we gonna ride out. Gang, gang,
we don't die out. Want it like this, ain't no timeouts. Tell me who really gonna ride. Look at that. Fuck Biden.
Yeah.
So, did you hear that? All right, so that, they found that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went to Google Earth like 2 days after that, and you went to the exact same spot, they had gone in and blurred it.
Did they really
scrub it? They went in and scrubbed it.
Wow.
Fucking ridiculous. So, yeah, there's a field in Nebraska if you zoom in, and it says fuck Biden. Oops.
Super awesome.
I wasn't sure if I sent you the because they did it again. Yeah, right here. Who censored this? Here, let's follow it up with this, then we'll go back to this one. This is what it looks like at, like 2 days after that. So you sent that on 18th. On the 20th, this is not what it looked like.
2 days later.
Yeah. So let's make them matter. That's what a big stream. Like, yeah, I hit a chatter. I be Christ first and the rest don't matter. 2 a.m. We run up on my back, so going no to map. Make America golly again. That's my favorite MAGA. And I rap my Bible verses, then your favorite pastor. Overturn Roe v. Wade, cut them babies matter. If I rap about murder, they already hate it, so let's make them matter. Wow. So you could make the argument, well, it's got a swear word. So we're going to cover that up. But then just cover up the word fuck. Why cover up Biden?
Yeah. Yeah, you should just leave Biden, because that would be like, oh, they're in support Biden. Yay, Biden! Yeah. You know?
Yep.
There's a drop for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, like when everybody's chanting fuck Joe Biden, let's go Brandon.
Yeah, come on.
All right, Sam Harris. Now, this piece of shit. Let's hear what he has to say.
Oh, yeah, watch
At that one. Point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared. Right. It's like there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden. Right. It's not Joe Biden. But even if whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right, or China. It is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in. It's like a firefly to the sun, right? I mean, like, there's just, it doesn't even stack up against Trump University, right? Trump University as a story is worse than anything that could be in Hunter Biden's laptop, in my view, right?
So wait, Trump University versus pedophilia, worse?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Got ya.
Okay.
I mean, he's
now that's not
sorry.
He's got he's a provable criminal acts, bro.
Oh yeah, but can you name any?
Well, yeah, provable criminal acts.
Are you ready to stop this conversation?
you know, yeah, I am.
For
you. I am.
Yeah, because there are none.
Right.
He's fucking idiots.
Doesn't answer the people who say it's still completely unfair to not have looked at the laptop in a timely way and to have shut down the New York Post's Twitter account. Like that's that's a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency to Donald Trump. Absolutely it was. Absolutely. Right. But I think it was warranted. Right. And
So I used to think Sam Harris, like I've heard, like I think he's been on Joe Rogan and shit like that. Like he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I guess I'd never really listened to any of the shows he was on or anything, but so he's essentially saying he doesn't give a shit if Hunter Biden, all the pedo pictures he had, all the little kids that are in the pictures with him, if every single one of those kids were also murdered and in his basement, does not give a shit because he doesn't like Trump that much.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Makes total sense, bro.
In Clown World, maybe.
Yeah, speaking of Clown World, this fucking video.
Oh, yeah. So, now, I've seen these before. Like, these videos where people are like, they're driving near an airport and a plane's coming in to land, but it if you're moving at just the right speed and the plane's moving at the just right speed, it appears as though the plane's not moving. The problem is, this is completely fucking different.
Yeah.
This is in somebody's front fucking yard, not in a vehicle, so there is no movement of the human being.
Still, yeah.
And the plane is stuck.
How does that happen?
In the air. And all I'm going to say is, when you watch Orange Julius's movie Nope, Jordan Peele, you'll think about this video in that when you're watching that movie. There's a little hint if you haven't seen Nope. But let's play this.
He sees me walking. I'm walking. Look. This plane isn't moving. It's not moving.
Yeah, what
but
the
it
fuck?
Sounds like it's
and the
moving.
Crazy thing is you can hear the engine.
Yeah, you can hear the engine. You can see the wind blowing the trees.
It's very weird. We're going to watch it again.
Yeah. All right. Everybody sees me walking. I'm walking. Look. This plane isn't moving.
Here's the interesting thing
it's
about
this. It's not moving.
It is. So.
But it sounds like it's moving.
So I went to her TikTok.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff about this incident on her TikTok. It's pretty interesting. But this is what I want to say about this. Is this plane, it must have been stuck there for a period of time because there's other people outside.
Yeah.
She's probably, based on, I'm walking. She's been out there and seen it, went back, got her phone, came back out, and it's still fucking stuck there. Mm-hmm. So can we discuss what we think could possibly cause something like this?
Because I have no idea. Because when I watched that video, I watched it a couple times, I'm like, what the fuck?
It makes no sense.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like what this person, glitch in the Matrix? Is it like a fucking, are they stuck in time? Is it? You know, like, this is a strange... Is it fake? Is this a fake video? Because they did a damn good job.
Yeah.
They got people in the neighborhood to all pretend.
Right,
and
right. I don't know, dude.
It's like, very strange.
Did you see the video I sent you this morning? The two sons?
That was I saw you sent me something, but I knew we were podcasting, so I have not looked.
That was on Facebook.
Okay, we'll have to get to that. Yeah, I don't know what this is. This is kind of shit that, like, we could do a whole episode on different versions of this.
Yeah.
To me, when you're driving next to an airport and the plane's coming at you, but off the side, like, to me, I get it. If you're moving at the just right speeds to each other, it looks like it's not moving when it is. But, like, ones like this, there's no fucking logical explanation, in my opinion.
No, there's not.
So it has to be like the fact that you can hear the engine.
Yep.
And it's not like a lawnmower in somebody's yard. That's a fucking airplane.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounding. It doesn't make sense. And the weird thing is, too, it's pulling one of those fucking advertising flag banner things behind it. And that's stuck, too.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, maybe, I guess my question would be is how easy would it be to fake this? Take a picture of a plane in the sky, then scrub all around it, do a video, and then insert this, but have it not move, but you're zooming in and out. Like, I don't know how easy that would be to edit that.
Yeah.
I would think there'd be some level of difficulty to getting it to do that.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Could you edit this and make it seem like it was real?
I guess there's always a possibility.
I would think it'd be pretty hard for just somebody that's a TikToker to do some shit like this,
though.
Yeah, maybe not, but I don't know. It's one of those things that makes you go,
Yeah. Do you have Facebook still up or no?
No, I closed it.
Okay. I was going to pick back since we're right here.
Well, we can open it. Wrong password.
Mm-hmm.
No, right password. Okay. How the fuck did we get there? There we go. And
yeah, watch this video, dude.
So it was...
The very first one on the way to the bottom.
Yeah, I was just seeing another shit you sent me.
Oh, that one was crazy, too.
Yeah, so some of these I feel like... The fuck is this?
I don't know.
I think we need to go back and do a fucking... Wait, when was this? Oh, that was back in March on that one. That was March. So we've probably covered those. What was this? August 12th. So we should probably do this going forward, too.
Yeah.
Well, let's get rid of the Facebook stuff now.
Well, yeah. Well, it's only on Facebook, that's why... I see what you're saying. Yeah, if it was only on Facebook, that's why I had to send it to you on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, let's clear these out.
Yeah, I don't remember what that is.
And so we're going to get to the video you're talking about a second ago, but we're going to watch some other ones first. Where's the fucking volume?
Oh, this is they're saying they're carrying out a body.
Oh, from the White House?
Yeah.
Whose body would have been getting carried out?
I think people were saying it was Joe.
Joe's dead?
That's what they were saying, but I don't think that's true.
June 23rd, 2022. Yeah, so there's no audio.
Hey, man, would you
be... Nope. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. I guess I
this
didn't...
one's weird, dude.
All right, so we're going to watch this one.
What's going on, Collective? And look, check this out, right? This is something nobody is talking about, man. What actually happened on the moon? Something crashed to the moon, and nobody is speaking about this.
Look at that.
This happened March the 4th. This year, look at that. But the moon is out of space. You see what I'm saying? How could you see something so clear?
Oh, that's fucking interesting.
Yeah.
Couldn't that be faked, though, too?
Yeah, that could definitely be faked, too.
I think a little easier than...
That was definitely an interesting one.
This here?
Yeah.
Well, that's a different show.
Yeah, I know.
All right. What about this? Is this this show? You sent it. Right?
Yeah, I sent it, but I don't remember it.
A glitch in the Matrix. It's got to be for this
show. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's that?
It's the moon. Oh, shit. There's the moon over there. What is that?
Have you seen that before?
Could just be a reflection off the dome.
Could be.
From the sun.
Could be, but that's interesting, isn't it?
So, can we talk about... All right. This is what I think we need to do. I think we need to revisit the like Mandela glitch in the Matrix shit. Because I think some of this shit, I do think there's something happened where we were going on this timeline and then we split.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on a different fucking timeline now, and like, that's why certain things are not remembered, right?
Yep.
The Bernstein, Berenstein, all that shit. Because on our original timeline, it was what it was. Now we're on a different one, so it's a little different. And these weird things, planes getting stuck in the air and shit like that. Like, I think there's like, big words. You know, ray words, like, you know, vortex type shit that can cause these time things and, you know what I mean? Like, there's been planes that...
disappeared for 37 years.
Yeah, and I sent that to you, and that's something we'll get to. Yeah. Like, that kind of shit. It's so fucking weird, this shit didn't... I don't know, I don't think this shit happened as much, but that was something that happened fucking 50, 60 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's been happening. So, but are we... So, okay, simplified was we're on one timeline and it splits. But let's say this timeline split constantly as things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So as they split more and more, it becomes less stable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have a fucking power line... And inside's a million little lines, and you just slowly start cutting each one of those. Well, the stability of that fucking power is less and less each time you cut one of those. And eventually you end up with nothing. And then what? You know what I mean? I wonder if that's like, is that the end? Is that what's kind of happening in like a weird kind of analogy type fucking way? All right, let's do this video you were referencing. The volume. There it is.
There's something going on over here, right? But the sun is over here setting right now. The sun is over there setting. What the fuck is that? Can somebody explain this shit to me? There's something going on over here, right? But the sun is over here setting right now. The sun is over there setting.
How's that work?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, that's why we gotta do a fucking... So, like, that's two now, where there's, like, a planet or a sun in two different spots, or moons in two different spots or something. Like, do we have multiple fucking, I don't know, dude. It's one of those things that... It's weird. What's going on there? It's cutting her fucking... life jacket. There must be like... Sorry. Yeah, we're having
You're doing what I do normally.
Yeah, I'm having a Dave moment here.
Is she going to use her tits to float?
No, there's... That's why I'm got to see what the fuck happens. This is going to be one of those things where nothing happens.
Yeah, it's going to be stupid. Sorry. Sorry, folks.
But we have to see how it fucking ends.
Yeah, because he's just loving it and cracking up.
Well, I mean, you would too if you were basically about to pop this lady's tits out. And weren't married, of course.
Mm-hmm. Can we just fast forward? Like, what the fuck are we doing?
I can't. I was looking to see, like, where's my thing? I just get to the fucking end and...
Like, how many times you got to keep cutting it? Just cut it once and be done. Like, what the fuck are we doing? It's going to be a 3-hour fucking video and it's going to suck.
Yeah, well, it's going to send us to a fucking ad. We already know how this is going to go and yet we're still standing here. Oh, he's creating, because her bikini top broke, he's creating a new bikini top for her so she can remove the broken one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, well, we're changing it now. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it was good stupid. All
right.
Now we can go back to Instagram now.
Let's go back to the gram. The Laura Ingram.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You beat me to it, you dick.
All right.
So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, so I think we need to do a show. We need to readdress some of these, see if there's anything new in the Mandela world and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I don't know. All right, what is this? I don't remember that I sent you this. Oh, yeah.
Amy?
Creepy as fuck. Now, this could be faked, too, though.
What were we looking at?
Look at the arrows.
Amy?
Oh.
It's kind of hard to see, maybe.
Yeah, there's like a face or something.
Yeah, and then there's nobody there. It's like she was sitting there on her bed looking at front.
Yeah. And she's laughing and giggling.
Amy?
But then when he runs over there, there is nobody there.
Yeah, that could be faked.
Yeah, and pretty easily, too, I think. But it was interesting, so I sent it to you. We're getting there.
I saw one like that the other day. A kid's doll, a dog, was in the corner, and she was playing petting with it, and then the doll turned its head at the camera, and then went back.
Dude, the craziest one, and I'm sure it could be faked. Like, a lot of these, I think, can be faked. Mm-hmm. The craziest one, though, to me, of these kinds of videos, is there was this, like, a little Asian baby sitting in front of a mirror. And, do whatever, like, right, happy face and whatever. And then, like, the parent's, like, filming from afar and, like, kind of, like, gets, like, walks into the room closer. And the baby, who's looking at the mirror, turns and looks at the camera, except the reflection doesn't turn. It keeps fucking looking. Dude.
I haven't seen that one yet.
To me, I think you could fake it, but I think it'd be really fucking hard to fake.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, like, because there's no, like, it was like a, like, 5-second delay before, you know, because the kid is now looking at you,
mm-hmm.
but the reflection isn't the back of the kid's head. It's
the face
looking at you. And it's like,
yeah.
What the fuck is going on? Like, if, dude, if I went upstairs,
yeah.
my kid's looking in the fucking mirror, and he turns and looks at me, and his fucking reflection's still looking at me,
yeah.
I'm killing the fucking kid. This is a fucking demon right there. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. That's some crazy shit. All right, so let's get into some UFC.
Yeah, I like this.
To all those doubting my NFT, you're looking at the guy. That's the reason that college athletes and high school athletes are getting paid today. Mr. Influencer to Influencers. Secondly, Jimmy Kimmel, viral this. I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. And until they release the flight logs, you, the mainstream media, Hollywood, are all pedophiles to me. Eat dick. Am I canceled yet? .com.
What he meant to say is eat child dick.
Yeah.
He censored himself.
No, it's good shit.
I like that the UFC is coming at him like that, man.
Yeah.
That's the second one that we've seen.
Yeah. These motherfuckers are woke in a different kind of liberal woke.
Yeah.
They're woke in a way that, like...
In a good way.
Yeah. So it's good shit. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Bush
yeah.
got fucking pranked?
Yeah.
Get through that real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Mr. President.
Andage, how are you doing?
We are fighting for our independence.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
We are also pilots like you.
There you go. There you go, yeah.
Да, я считаю, что сила в правде. У кого правда, тот и сильнее. Вот ты обманул кого-то, денег нажил. И что,
ты сказал сильнее? Do you think I can understand you? Because I can't.
No. Just feel, like this your heart. Feel the
force. Okay, I feel the passion.
Потому что правды за тобой нет.
I see the passion on TV every day.
Just feel what we are trying to express.
No, I can feel it, but more importantly, I see it when you resist Russia.
Yeah,
and you fight the Russians. And here's my suggestion. Keep fighting.
I will fight. We will fight. Anyway.
Don't let up. Will the truth with you?
Truth with us.
Yes, it is you. And Zelensky. I told Zelensky he's like Winston Churchill. And
he is our president.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's like Monica Lewinsky also.
All right, Lawrence, great talking to you. God bless
you.
Okay,
we will put you on President Zelensky again, okay?
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Thank
guys.
You. Slava Russia.
Mr. President.
So, to be fair,
mm-hmm.
as stupid as this fucking idiot was as a president,
yeah,
of a select group of presidents that are still alive, he's like one of the only ones besides Trump I would actually want to like hang out with.
Really?
Just because he's, I think, you know, I get he's a Bush, and I get he's probably, you know, his dad's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I really feel like he maybe wasn't as in control of 9/11 and all that shit. Obviously, I think it was more a Cheney and shit like that. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say he wasn't, you know, he was president during that time. But, mm-hmm. like, he's just, I don't know. I've always thought he's kind of a goof in like, not a Biden kind of goof. Like,
right.
I wouldn't want to be, I don't get pedo vibes off of this Bush.
Right.
I get, you know, like, just fucking hang out, like, drink a beer.
He's a good old boy.
Yeah, like, I don't know. And I think I don't know. I guess I don't know. I just, it's funny that he got fucking pranked, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, maybe that wasn't as good of a segment as I was hoping.
That was right. It's funny.
All right. Moving right along. Remember John McAfee, Dave?
Yeah.
We talked about him.
Yeah.
He fucking ended up dead. He killed himself or some mm-hmm. shit like that. Well, this bitch. And I don't know. I have a hard time believing this fucking lady was even with him. But let's go with it. John McAfee faked his death and is still alive in Texas, ex-girlfriend claims in Netflix doc. So, have you happened to see the Netflix doc?
I saw it the other day. I haven't watched it yet, but I saw it on there.
Yeah. So, I'm curious. I think we'll watch it.
And talk about it?
And then we'll eventually come back and talk about it, because it's, like, that's a pretty fucking interesting claim.
Yeah.
To make. And if we remember back, it was, man, probably in the last 3-4 think tanks we had talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, in terms of what listeners are hearing, there's been some time between us recording them, but like, maybe 4, 5, maybe even. We talked about this going down, because it was not that long ago.
No, it was recently.
And now this lady, now she's an ex-girlfriend, which, I don't know.
She could be jaded.
I don't know. She just doesn't look like you'd expect a billionaire or whatever.
Well, she looks naked in that picture.
She does. It looks kind of strange. But, Maybe we can find the... Oh, fuck it. We'll watch the thing, and we'll come back and talk about that. Yeah. But I am curious, because he did say that if he ends up dead, he didn't kill himself. Yep. And they said he killed himself.
Yep.
But at the time, I made the argument that I would... Like, let's say I was trying to fucking, you know, whatever. I'm not going to kill myself. And then I kill myself, and you would think... Well, Ryan said he would never do it. Why would he do it? It would get you spun off on a whole thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So who the fuck knows? Now, she's got no fucking valid reason to come out and say that
shit.
Right. Like, what would be her motivation? I guess maybe that's in the doc. We could maybe kind of dissect it a little bit. So we'll have to watch it and see. So we'll definitely look into that. All right, what is this shit? Oh, yeah. So the whole, we're going to forgive $10,000 or $20,000 of student loan debt and that. You looking forward to that, Dave? Get your fucking shit paid off for you?
Nope.
Well, that's good because it's not going to happen. It's not going to get shot down in January when they actually vote on it.
Yep.
And it's a fucking house full of Republicans. So they're never going to fucking let it go through. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not a house full of Republicans... The Democrats aren't going to vote it through because this is not going to happen.
Right.
So they're basically...
False promising for votes.
Mm-hmm. Is exactly what they're doing. Yeah. So basically, we don't even have to play this video. This is a guy who was pissed off, asked Pocahontas.
Yeah.
So I saved my money and I paid the fucking, his daughter's student loans or whatever, right? Or something.
Right, right.
Does he get his money back? Well, no. Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? If you've paid, maybe you should be getting the fucking stimmy check out of that rather than these people that went and got useless fucking degrees and work at fucking Starbucks or McDonald's. You don't need a degree to work at either one of those fucking places.
Nope.
And you have $130,000 worth of fucking student or student loan debt. Because you went and got a critical race theory fucking degree, or gender studies, or whatever bullshit that means absolutely nothing. Right. It shouldn't even be a fucking degree program.
Yeah, no shit.
And why are we forgiving that? Even let's say we did do it. Why? Why should we?
There's no reason for it.
It's bad enough you got to pay your own fucking student loans. Do you want to pay somebody else's?
Right, no.
I mean, fuck. All right. I sent this because this is fucking a bold fucking move by California, dude. So they put up billboards that say, it says, "Don't mess with Texas," with an X there that says, "The Texas miracle died in Uvalde." Don't move to Texas. Mm-hmm. That's because so many people are leaving fucking California for Texas.
Yep.
They're literally saying, if you go to Texas, you will be in a mass shooting and die. That's what they're saying. And don't move to Texas.
Yep, don't go there.
Billboards in San Francisco and Los Angeles warn against moving to Texas by invoking mass shooting. That's one of those too soon, I think.
Yeah.
Then again, did Uvalde really happen? I don't know. I don't need to get into all that. But what the fuck was this?
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this now. On September 26, 2014, 43 Mexican students were driving a bus to a protest. En route, the police stopped them. The students haven't been seen since. Government officials blamed the disappearance on drug cartels with whom the police were working. Cartels have been blamed for 100,000 disappearances since the government launched a war on them in 2006. But many people thought there was more to the story. Some evidence didn't make sense, and the government's reaction seemed hurried and defensive. Many saw it as a cover-up. The question of what happened to the students became a major national issue. When the current president took power in 2018, he launched a commission to investigate the crime. Last week, the commission released its report. It called the disappearance a crime of the state and alleged that military police and top government officials either participated in the plot, chose not to stop it, or covered it up. The commission described the night's events. Corrupt police were working with a cartel to intercept a heroin shipment. The students unwittingly drove into the trap, were mistaken for rival cartel members and then tortured and murdered. The commission also alleges that the military, which operates a large base minutes from the scene of the crime, knew about it all along. They even had an undercover soldier among the students. He disappeared along with the 42 others. It also alleged that top government officials covered up details about the crime. Dozens of high-ranking government, military, and police officials, including the former attorney general, now face criminal charges, including for kidnapping, torture, murder, and tampering with evidence. To this day, all that has been found are the bones of three students.
That's crazy.
That should be a movie. Not right. to glorify it, but like, kind of like a 13 Hours
mm-hmm.
type thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see that movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's interesting. It's a fucking crazy story. All right, now let's get into some Facebook admitting election fraud.
Yeah.
And how they helped, you know, have that take place.
Handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial. Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York
Post. Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. What we do is we have if something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also have this third party fact checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false. And for the,
how do you guys handle things when
I wish it was a longer clip, but yeah. I mean, you can go to listen to Joe Rogan's podcast and fucking hear the whole interview. But essentially, he's saying that they would like suppress that information, not mm-hmm. you know whatever. And then they have the fact checkers put their bullshit on, and say, well, this has been determined to be Russian propaganda or whatever bullshit, and. And then, so, when it's proven that that's not Russian propaganda, and the laptop is real, and all the Hunter Biden shit's real, maybe we should do a thing where, like, now you have to pay us $1 million each
mm-hmm.
for your, you know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
whether it's real or not, propaganda or not, let people figure it out
mm-hmm.
on their own. Like, you know what I mean? The fact that you're trying to, it's like an overbearing parent that can't allow their kid to fucking, you can't go to the park because you have to cross that street. No, bitch. The kid's crossing the fucking street and going to the park.
Yep.
Like, You're protecting, and that's what they're making it seem like. That's what they're trying to do. Oh, we're trying to protect their from it. No,
you're not.
We can decide on our own if something's real or not.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can see through bullshit. I mean, there's a large group of blue-haired liberals that can't.
Right.
But there's also a huge chunk of the population that can.
Yeah.
And we could all look and figure out, like, sure, that's real.
Right.
But they didn't want to risk it, Dave, because if they let people figure out real or fake, Trump would be in fucking office right now and they'd all be in fucking prison. So let's watch this. We might have to, we might not make it through all of them again.
I see that.
Son of a bitch.
Of the burn it all down politics of MAGA Republicans continues to be a drumbeat.
You stole the election! You stole it! You stole it, guy! You stole it! You're a pedophile, too!
Yeah, what pisses me off is then they made me leave. Right after I said that. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know why they made you leave.
So, what's funny to me is all of those Democrats there were clapping that I was being removed and called me a loser. And then I thought, like, look who you came to fucking hear talk today.
So what they actually did is they paid people to go there
to
fill the audience.
100%.
He hasn't. And everyone, all seven people at all of his events, all came together in one event.
Yeah. I believe they're called extras.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, they were extras.
They're extras. And then, now, Dave, have you ever been to a live TV taping?
Yeah.
And they have an audience?
Mm-hmm.
So if you offer, I'm sure we could find out. Because it looks like, legitimately, from that little shot there, let's say there was 300 people there.
Probably.
Well, yeah. I know for a fact that there's more than 300 people that voted for Biden.
Yeah, 81 million or something like that, wasn't it?
No. An actual number is probably somewhere in the range of 20 million. Maybe not even. But, like, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I legitimately think there are that many dumb people at the time of that election. The problem is, Trump still had more than that.
Right.
And they fabricated four times over. I think they took what Trump got and then added a bunch to outshoot it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I honestly believe that there are 20 million people in this country that would have voted for him. At this point, after seeing what he's done, I think his honest to God that you had election tomorrow, you would probably still get 12 million people that would vote for Biden. Which is insane. If you think about it, there's 12 million people out there that would still vote for this fucking moron. So there's a lot of people that hate Trump. The difference is, though, Trump's would legitimately get like 90 million people.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the problem. Is the media could show you 12 million. They could show the 90 million that are all separate and quiet, and there's some that are louder about their support for Trump and not, right. And a lot of them are quiet. The media could show you the 12 million and make the 90 million feel like the 12 million's the majority.
Right.
And we're not going to make it there today in terms of the speech, but the fucking black chick that does
the extremist one.
They are telling you that they're the majority.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they say is inverted. So if they say they're the majority, you already know they're admitting they're not the majority.
Right.
It's so hard to, because people put so much faith, even though you know these people, and Trump sat there and said fake news for fucking 4 fucking years.
Yeah.
And he's still saying it, and people know it's fake, but yet
they still buy it.
The Republicans, even those people that are supporting Trump, will still buy that shit. And mm-hmm. It's like, did you not fucking remember any? Like, are we that stupid?
Yeah.
That we don't remember 24 months ago when this guy had an election stolen from him, and he was telling you fake news for fucking 4 years prior to that, and then the fake news is telling you all this shit. Why the fuck are you believing it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it. How much you got left in that can there?
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. Okay, I was going to say, if you had a little bit left, we'd go like one more. But
we can go one more.
Well, I don't even know what's next. Let's see if we're at a logical stopping point. It's like time-wise, we're at a logical stopping point. But so we're there. So basically this. I think right down August 26th. Well, we made it like 11 more days into that. We'll start from August 26th. Oh, no. Let's not start there. We're going to get through August 26th. These were all sent recently. Let's get through this, this, and these two.
Okay.
Because they're August 26th. So it would be, as the, was the 27th? I don't have my calendar here anymore. What was the 27th?
Let me Sunday? Pull
this other calendar up.
Saturday? No, Saturday.
Okay. We're starting August 27th for the next show of what we sent each other. So we got two more things we're going to look at here. Okay?
Okay.
So there's this. So basically what I want to do, Dave, right now is there are just a few pages from the raid affidavit that was released by the FBI. I want to just go through some of the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
In the affidavit, like, of what the affidavit, mm-hmm. of what they were looking for, what they seized, shit like that. Okay, so I'm just gonna read. I mean, there's some stuff that's been blacked out. So what's not been redacted, I'll read.
Okay.
72. 73. All right, so that's just that page.
Okay, that's a good page. A lot of information.
Jesus fucking Christ! The whole goddamn thing is like this.
Yeah, I know.
And that's just, that's literally one page. It's like, have you seen the full fucking, I mean, there are things you can read, but like none of it is anything.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything out of it.
Everything that's anything is redacted. Yeah. All right. It's fucking laughable. Anyways, I did like our build up for that.
Yeah.
72 and 73. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into Biden. That's probably a terrible way to end it, but.
Everybody thought anything would go.
Thank you so much, Mr. President.
I'm sorry. I took control. I shouldn't do that.
No,
I'm not allowed to do that. Go ahead. You tell me.
I think we're going to go ahead and have the rest of the conversation post-press. And thank you all so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Did they not realize when you start, eight people all start yelling at a person that has fucking dementia, that they don't hear any of the voices? So for one, he's not going to be able to answer any of the questions. So that's just why do reporters do that? Like, Dave, if you and I are famous somewhere, mm-hmm. and we have a shit ton of reporters all want to ask us fucking questions, and they all start talking at once, you can fucking sit there all fucking night and answer their bullshit, but I will get up and I will walk out. Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit here and try and pick out questions over nine shouting people.
Right.
Fuck off. Not doing it. So, that's not like giving him any fucking credit there. His quote here that we need to focus on is, I took control. I shouldn't do that. I'm not allowed to do that. Or are you not the fucking president? Because I'm pretty sure you decide what the fuck you're going to do if you're the president.
Yes.
If you are not allowed to take control, and then who the fuck is in charge?
Right.
Who's your boss?
Well, that's why they kicked them all out.
Yeah. Well, they do this all the time.
Yeah.
This isn't like the first time. I mean, he says stupid shit like this all the time.
Yeah.
We all know it's Obama.
Yep.
Why does nobody else... This is what I understand. Why do they, like... this guy and D.C. Drano and all these motherfuckers, none of these people are sitting here saying it's Obama. It's fucking Obama.
Yeah.
Maybe they can't say it because it's... they can't prove it.
Right.
But we know it's Obama. Like, at least I do.
Yeah, how could it not be? He said it. He said he wanted another term.
Yeah, all you have to do is...
and he'd be in someone's ear.
Yeah. And he is for some of the speeches, and sometimes... you know, he goes off fucking script.
Right.
I mean, why aren't... I don't know.
Why aren't more people saying it?
Yeah, well, to me, it's fucking blatantly obvious, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take that clip, and you could say, well, that's a complete... it's, you know, he was just hypothetical. Or, yeah, but what's happening is exactly what it would be if... mm-hmm. he could have another fucking term.
Well, didn't that fucking press secretary say, like, two or three times she slipped up and said
president? Pelosi slipped up. Psaki slipped up.
Yeah.
And there's been others.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say they've all fucked up at some point. Anybody that knows.
Yep.
President Obama, I mean, you weren't even in his fucking administration. Why are you saying that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Unless he's your goddamn boss and he's the one giving you fucking orders, you know,
yeah, and that's exactly
behind this fucking curtain there. He's the wizard behind the, he's the puppet master
yeah.
for this.
Yeah.
It's Obama. I'm sorry. It's Obama. Mm-hmm.
That's why they're continuing down that gay path.
Yeah. Well, they have to. So if Obama could legitimately have had a third term, he would be sitting here. He wouldn't be flubbing all this bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I think things would be a little smoother because, ironically, he would have some support. But these radical policies, if he was doing the same radical policies, he wouldn't have the support like he was. Because even people that like Obama don't like the shit that this idiot's, that they're putting. And that's partly why they're having him do it, because they don't give a fuck about this guy.
Right.
Would you have your fucking dementia grandfather, would you, at some point you would take him aside and say, come on, Gramps. Like,
yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like step the fuck
let's go to the fucking nursing home. Like, whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to let you embarrass yourself anymore.
Right.
At a certain point. Like, it's fascinating
not
that
only
his...
him, but the whole country.
Yeah.
You know?
His wife, his kids, the... I mean, it's a fucking joke. It's fucking embarrassing for our country. It's embarrassing.
It's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. I should kick a garbage can right now.
Should.
All right, well, so we're going to start the next episode from right here.
Okay.
It's going to be... August 27th here, and you know, like, we're close, but it's just still too much.
Yeah,
I hammered you a lot.
I like that bottom that bottom one really.
This one right
hammers
here.
At home. Yeah,
oh, that's good shit.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that speech because in the next episode.
Yeah,
it's just too fucking long and late. And
yeah,
at least you don't have to work tomorrow.
Right,
unlike the last episode you did. So we will continue from there. And I guess until next time, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review while you're there. You can also download the Stitcher and Podbean app to your device for free and search D2R Podcast Network and subscribe. If you enjoy listening to the shows on the D2R Podcast Network, then spread the word to everyone you know. Your word of mouth is our best advertising method, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening. So there I am in my car, listening to shitty music. And I ask myself the tough questions. Why am I listening to the same song over and over again when I could be listening to the D2R Podcast Network? And is it true that he who smelt it dealt? And why the fuck did the chicken cross the road? And what the hell is on Joey's head? I wonder if Yoko Ono saw yesterday, today. I wonder if tomorrow was yesterday. Rockford reference. The D2R Podcast Network. Live for today or yesterday.